I am keeping on fighting to put an end to these outrageous lawsuits that raise everybody's costs and scare people half to death. And we got other ideas we're fighting for. To open markets for our products. I saw a sign here about agriculture. Our farmers can compete with and out-hustle anybody in the world if we give them a chance. Open markets for our products, not protection. Make healthcare more affordable without a government takeover of medicine. Improve our schools so our kids can get the education they need to succeed. And tell the union to start thinking new ideas. Let's help these kids. And now the fundamental. In order to get all these ideas and more into action, I need your help. I need you to change the U.S. Congress to clean house. Clean the house. Exactly. Exactly. We got two guys here today that are trying to do just that, Paul Harvey and Clyde Whitaker, so help them out. And I might say if we had more like Trent Lott and Thad Cochran, we wouldn't have this problem of a Congress that obstructs everything we're trying to do. You know, let me be very candid with you. Congress is an institution in gridlock, and the liberal Democratic leadership has been in charge, it's hard for these young people to believe, but has been in charge of the House of Representatives for 38 straight years, and the gridlock Democratic Congress has blocked my jobs program, blocked my education program, and blocked the progress of the people of Gulfport, Mississippi. They are caught in a knot of pacts and perks and privileges and paralysis. And let me give you one example. It took us, with the help of many sons and daughters of Mississippi, 43 days to win the Gulf War, while Congress has taken 533 days and still counting to give us a national energy policy to cut our dependence on foreign oil. That is gridlock. That is congressional gridlock. As I said, I've ridden stationary bikes that can move faster than the U.S. Congress. And let me make no mistake about it. We are not going to let the Clinton-Gore ticket fool the American people. The Clinton-Gore ticket and the gridlock Congress are totally interlocked. One is CG and the other is GC. Clinton-Gore, gridlock Congress. But don't let them try to separate themselves from each other. They are one and the same, even though they tried to hide the leaders away at their Madison Square convention. Now let me give you one example of what I'm talking about. When Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, I turned to the American people, and no area of our country responded better than the people of Mississippi. I turned to the American people and asked for their support, and of course to our young men and women, for sacrifice before the Middle East became a nuclear powder keg threatening us all. Mississippi responded, and you made America proud, but many of the liberal Democrats in Congress stood against us. And as I said last night, what about the leader of the Arkansas National Guard, the man who hopes to be commander-in-chief? Let me repeat it for you. 2 days after Congress voted to follow my lead, my opponent said this, and I want to be fair about it, so I'll give you the exact quotation. I guess I would have voted with the majority if it was a close vote, but I agree with the arguments the minority made. What kind of message would that send to a man like Saddam Hussein? You talk about wishy-washy indecision that is offered up by both my opponent and the gridlock Congress. They are one and the same. So, if you want to see this country go forward with optimism, first, send Bill Clinton back to Arkansas. But just as important, help me shake up that gridlock Congress and get rid of them. And speaking for this district, you can do it by electing a seasoned leader, General Paul Harvey, to represent you in the Congress. I told the general I was going to make a joke about his providing the rest of the story. But I'm sure you heard this kind of kidding. He's heard it about 3,000 times every day. Our crusade, and it is one, will not be easy, and I know that, but I am absolutely certain that in November we will prevail. 2 weeks ago, they were totally writing off the Bush Quail ticket. All those smart talking heads on television, we are going to take it to the American people. We're going to the people with our message. For 9 months, the governor of Arkansas has been distorting my record, and I don't care what the polls say, I'm going to take this case to the American people like Truman did. Go against the Congress, go against the opponent, say what I'm for, and God bless the United States of America. We are going to win this race.